Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you. Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you didn't care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' And he will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of the least ones, you didn't do it for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, and the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord Jesus Christ. Are y'all tired of eating turkey? For Thanksgiving, I ate lasagna. And I'm glad I did. Okay. Sorry, Craig, this is last week's sermon, but it went over so well, I thought I'd do it down here. So if you want to take a little nap, go right ahead. But here we go. Years ago, I married this young couple, and they created a beautiful set of twin boys. They were so cute. And when those boys turned three, the mom and dad wanted to teach them the joy of giving, the joy of giving presents at Christmas. So they took the boys shopping at Kroger to buy mom's most favorite candy, a big bag of candy corn. And on Christmas Day, mom opened the gift that she bought for herself, and the gift was very nice. But what really made her happy was to see her two boys give her gift back to her. They beamed with delight, knowing that this gift made their mom very happy. She told me, "The best gift I received that Christmas was hearing my boys say in unison, 'Love you, Mom.'" And then they took the candy bag and dropped it on my toes because it was too heavy. And they eyed that candy corn bag for hours. It was sitting on a table. And they kept looking at it and looking at it. And finally, they asked if they could open the bag so they could sample a few pieces to make sure it tasted okay. You know, that's a good request, you know. By the end of the day, the bag was empty. They ate the whole thing. Mom never got any of the candy, but she received their love. She said, "What a greater gift than that. There is none but that, to receive their love." God gives you gifts to serve others. God said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, "Each of you have been blessed with one of God's many wonderful gifts to be used in the service of others. So use your gift well." That's God saying that. Use your gift well. I believe the greatest gift that God gives you is you. It's you. You are the gift. Who you are. And you are God's gift to the world. Now, what you do with the gift you is how you give this gift back to God. So, how do we give the gift of ourselves, of you, back to God? How do we do that? Well, I found the answer on a gravestone. I have to admit, I confess fault, that when I write these sermons, I get distracted and I'll start surfing the internet. And there's this one of my favorite programs I watch is called Hollywood Graveyard. I like to see where the stars are buried, you know? Like my favorite star is Bela Lugosi from Dracula. And I looked at his gravestone and it simply said, "Beloved Father." I thought that was so neat. So Craig, when Father Lehrman died, I had that added to his tomb, to his gravestone, "Beloved Father." I got it from Bela Lugosi. But on this tombstone, there was an epitaph, and it's the tombstone of actress Karen Black. I don't know if any of you remember her, but she was a pretty good actress in her day. And on her tombstone, the epitaph reads, "To love someone is to make them feel seen. To love someone is to make them feel seen." I didn't really understand quite the meaning of that epitaph, but recently I got a deeper insight when I turned on the radio and I heard this interview that was given about Barbara Streisand. He was giving an interview on the radio, and it was very emotional. She was promoting her new book entitled "My Name is Barbara." This interview lasted an hour and a half, and I was riveted listening to her life story. I'm not really into her music, and I really didn't know much about her, but after this interview, I really respected her more. And she remembered the pain that she felt in her teenage years because her mom and her stepdad never saw her as worth anything. They never touched her. They never hugged her. Never kissed her. They didn't even hold her hand. They had nothing to do with her. And one night she recounted that Barbara suffered a bad earache. Her mother brought Barbara a hot water bottle to sleep with. She went into Barb's room and simply just threw it at her and left the room. The next morning, Barbara's mom never even asked how her daughter felt, if the pain went away. She just didn't care. And Streisand said the pain of her mom's indifference was far worse than the pain of the earache. And this next thing she said, I mean, this had me almost in tears. She recounted another story of how the stepdad completely disregarded her. After supper was finished, sometimes the stepdad would give money to one of the kids to buy ice cream for everyone there. And he instructed the son, buy ice cream for everyone here except Barbara. When the son asked, why? The stepdad replied, because Barbara is ugly. That's what he said. During the interview, Streisand could not say the word ugly. She was so emotionally distraught. And finally, the interview said, I'll say it for you. Your stepdad called you ugly. And she just like broke down on the air. You know, she's 81 years old, and she carries this pain to today. 70-some years, she's carried this pain. The pain of not being seen. The next story is a happy one. Streisand then told the story of when she first felt seen. It was later in life, and now she's really successful, making big bucks and giving great performances. But she finally felt seen and accepted and cherished. Another older woman became a surrogate mother to her. You know who that woman was? Virginia Clinton, President Clinton's mother, really took a liking to Streisand. They met at his 1992 inauguration. And Virginia Clinton took Streisand under her wing like her own daughter. And Barbara remembers one of her concerts attended by her biological mother, Diana, and her surrogate mother, Virginia Clinton. And after the concert, Mom Diana never said a word to her daughter, no word of praise or acknowledgement. In fact, Mom ignored her. After the concert was over, Diana went to a party with a friend. And then Barbara revealed why her mother was so against her, because she was jealous. Her mom was a singer, and Barbara eclipsed her and became more popular than her mom, Diana. And she was jealous and held that against her. But not Virginia Clinton. She found Barbara after the concert. She heaped gobs of accolades for her boffo performance. And then Virginia did something that Streisand so desperately craved. She didn't realize how much she craved this until that night. Virginia simply grabbed Streisand's hand. Just held her hand and held it tight. And Streisand said, that felt so good. That's what I always wanted, just someone to hold my hand. And the simple touch of Virginia, who really loved her, who validated the gift, not only of her singing, but of her existence, sent Streisand into ecstasy. And I know on the interview, I could hear her voice raising higher and higher as she said, she held my hand. It felt so good. And she said she couldn't let go. She couldn't let go. She held her hand the rest of the night. Your very life, your existence in this world is a gift from God. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Genesis 1:27. You have a God-given task to see others as sacred to God and to help others see that they are sacred gifts to God. They are gifts. That's why we who claim to be Christian must do what Jesus did. Now, what did Jesus do? Well, Jesus proclaimed, everyone is special, everyone is sacred, everyone is important to God. Pope Francis declared this in his encyclical Fratelli Tutti. Now, I was saying when I preach to St. Mary, Fratelli Tutti, that sounds like an ice cream, doesn't it? It's like Craig, I would say, I want two Fratelli Tutti's, please. Thank you. You know, But it is a Italian word that means we are all brothers. It means we're all brothers. And that's what the Pope called this encyclical. And he said, there is room for each person at God's table. It will not go well at your judgment when you judge and reject someone that God accepts. You will see those. When you go up to your judgment, you will see the people that you have rejected, and they're sitting up there in heaven. And you judge them as not worthy, and they're sitting at the table of God in heaven. And then you will ask, well, God, you know, I certainly deserve to be here. Let me inside. Let me in. And God will say, then you will say, we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. And God will reply, I don't know you. I don't know where you're from. Away from me. It's from Luke 13, 26, 27. And then this one here, Matthew 21, 31. Truly, I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. That quote from the Bible was used, this is funny, used by a Franciscan, little Franciscan priest who gave a retreat to the cardinals at the Vatican in Rome. And at the retreat, that's how he started his first sermon. He looked at the cardinals and said, truly, the tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. Because they were so judgmental. And they rejected and did not love as God wanted them to love. You see, God begs you, don't bury the gift of God that you are. Don't bury it by fear or judgment or condemnation of others. Help others see that they too are gifts from God. Now I have a caveat here. That doesn't mean you condone everything that others do. You know, you who are parents, do you condone everything your kids do? Dee Dee? Is he going, no. But Dee Dee, you love them, don't you? That's what a mother does. A mother does not condone everything. My mother didn't agree with everything I did, but I'll tell you this, I could always count on her to love me and never reject me. Even though I was a real snit, she still loved me. And God's the same way. He loves you. But what it does mean is that you must welcome as children of God, welcome them as children of God that they are. God knows all his children are unfinished creations. We're unfinished. We're imperfect. And God knows that we're unfinished. But God never sees his children as unloved. Unfinished, but always loved. Genesis 1:31 says, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. I gave that sermon, St. Benignus. And then I went on to Mass. And after the consecration, this big thought just like fell on my head like a ton of bricks. And I swear God, I think God was talking to me. And I realized that there's a big hole in this sermon. There's a very important thing that I left out. And God, while I was saying the Mass, he said, Mike, tell the people I want to be seen too. God wants to be seen too. He wants you to see God. He wants you to see God as loving you, as caring for you. God wants you to see him as lovable and loving. God wants to be seen. He don't want to be cut out of your life. God wants to be important in your life. He wants to be important. So I want to be sure to add that in this sermon. God wants you to see him as well as others, but see God. Make him important in your life. And care for God. Talk to him. Pray to him. Make him the center of your heart. Be sure to see God. One last postscript. I had my heart test last week. Four or five hours of testing. They did everything. They had me in an MRI machine, Craig, and they did nuclear stuff and all types of stuff. I don't know what they all did. But the one test they gave me that I so dreaded, because it didn't feel good the last time I did it 5 years ago, was the stress test. And I didn't like that. They do it chemically, Augie. You know, they shoot, you don't know about that? Yeah, they shoot the stuff in there. And chemically, they make your heart work. You know, my heart's not used to working that much. So they made my heart work. And last time, it felt real funny. So I'm sitting there. I'm talking, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I'm ready now. And he said, sir, it's already in you. And I said, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel nothing. And he kept looking at me quizzically. You don't feel that? I said, no, I feel fine. Then they ran over to the syncope machine. You know, look at the lines. And the lines were fine. They didn't go any crazy. She said, do you have a pacemaker? I said, no. She says, these are the prettiest syncope lines I've ever seen. They're so perfect. And so instead of the things going crazy, it was very calm. And then I looked at my blood pressure. It's supposed to go up. It went down. So I guess my heart did pretty good. And they seemed very happy. They were incredulous, but they seemed very happy. But you know, when you go to something like that, then they start yelling at you. You know, you're too fat. I'm not fat, I'm big boned. You know, you're too fat. Watch your cholesterol. Then they say, you know, don't eat this and don't eat that. That's all the stuff that I like. Well, don't eat it, you know. So I kind of left her feeling depressed that I was glad my heart's okay, but all this stuff I have to give up. But before I left, there was this one nurse, and I figured, oh, she'll probably yell at me too. So she looks at me and says, now, Father Mike, there's this drink I want you to take. It's very good. And I figured it's probably filled with vitamins and nutrients, and it's probably green and ugly and tastes awful, like seaweed, you know. She said, you got to try this drink. I said, what's it called? She said, Mom's Water. I said, Mom's Water? What? That sounds nutritious. What is it? And she laughed, well, Mom's Water is half water and half vodka. And she said, you take that, it has less calories, and you'll feel so good. And I said, honey, that's the best advice I've gotten all day. I'm going to ask a raise for you and a promotion. So you can get it at Larry's down in Hillsborough. I got to try this out. Craig, I want that for Christmas. Mom's Water. Okay. My brothers and sisters, life here is very short. And you get old real quick. But remember, in the time that God gives you, this is a gift to you. Use it well. Use it to see others as loving and lovable, to see God as loving and lovable, and to see yourself as loving and lovable. No one is ugly. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings, you can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsborough, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.